Now, yesterday, Taoiseach Micheál Martin announced that the entire country is moving to level 3 as of midnight tonight in an effort to combat the rising level of COVID-19 cases over the past few weeks. It comes after a shock announcement on Sunday that NPHET was recommending a move to level 5. And I'm delighted that joining me on the line now is local Fianna Fáil TD James O'Connor. You're very welcome, James.
Thanks very much. I'm joining you this morning here, from, or this afternoon, should I say, from Leinster House. We'll be a very busy day ahead of us here.
I was going to say, you must be very busy. And James, tell me, was it the right move to go to level 3 as opposed to level 5?
Yes. I was very, very worried with the news that came out from the National Public Health Emergency Team, or NPHET for short, on Sunday, that they were threatening to put the entire country into a level 5 lockdown. Which would have effectively mean that we would have to shut down the economy and society in general, which would have had major ramifications for all aspects of people's lives. I think at this point in time, it would be premature for us to do that for the entire country. I was very vocal and during the last few days, including with my colleagues at the cabinet table and our ministers in Fianna Fáil and the Taoiseach, about my opposition to that. And I was very happy to see the situation arise where we were going to a level 3 from level 2, because I suppose the good news that is out there, and we must concentrate on the positives where we can, is that in the 14-day profile of the East Cork Municipal District, which Youghal is part of, Middleton and the entire rural community, and all the towns and rural areas between those two towns, we have just 27 confirmed cases of COVID of a population of 45,441 people. So that's 27 people out of 45,441 over a 14-day period. So we're doing well in comparison to some of our other neighbouring areas. Actually, throughout the constituency, it's not just below East Cork. Obviously, Cork East is a huge area. People will be aware, it goes all the way up into Mallow, up to the Limerick border and Tipperary border. So I have a big area to cover. But we're doing well down in Youghal, we're doing well in Middleton, and so it's that is a positive that we can take from us. But definitely, Linda, what needs to be reiterated, hygiene etiquette, people washing their hands, minding themselves when they're out going for the shopping, you know, whether the supermarkets, maybe wear a pair of plastic gloves if you have them, disposable gloves, and be sure and have the face mask on. And you know, we need to learn how to live with it. I've really been a big advocate for that for the last number of months. Obviously, it can be very worrying for a lot of people who have underlying health conditions and those that are kind of worried about this virus. But, you know, as long as you're minding your hygiene and your health and just surrounding yourself with individuals who are doing the same, you know, there's no need for great anxiety. So I'm happy to see we're at level 3 rather than level 5. Look, I might as well be open and honest, people in the odd area. Like, we could go to a different level if the cases keep climbing. But for now, I think we're at an appropriate level for the level of cases that we're dealing with.
Yeah, and it's great to hear that the incident rate is so low in East Cork. Obviously, in Cork, we see there over the last 2 weeks, 607 cases diagnosed as opposed to Waterford's 45. Indeed, Waterford did show that if you pull together, you can pull that incident rate down. But yet there will be a lot of people at home this morning, James, who are asking the question, are we not just delaying the inevitable at this stage? Are we not now putting ourselves at risk of being in lockdown or level 4 or level 5 for Christmas by not doing it now?
Well, just on the first point there, it's important to say what happened in County Waterford. You're correct to highlight that people of Waterford did an exemplary job of making sure that they were minding their hygiene to try and lower the level of cases. And the consequence of that, Linda, was that there's actually less than 5 cases per 100,000. There are actually 5 in the entire neighbouring council area to just over the bridge for the Dungarvan LEA. And also the Lismore LEA, so the two of them are very close to Youghal, and they've seen a combined less than 10 cases over the last 14 days. So that's definitely a sign of hope. Now, from the point of view of going from, I suppose, from a level 2 to a level 3, rather than going up to a level 5, I'm obviously from, I suppose, Monday afternoon until Sundays and a Friday, depending on how heavy the workload is here in the Dáil. I'm here in Dublin in Dáil Éireann. And in Leinster House, and I can tell you firsthand, when you go from level 2 to level 3, things change dramatically. You're seeing your restaurants closing, cafes are going to outdoor services, the pubs as well, a big impact on them. So people will start to see that from the deadline approaching at midnight. So there is a huge change. And a big thing that's important to say with COVID is about population density. Many people out there that are aware of what population density means, just to be clear, for those that don't, it just means the amount of people you live in any one area. And that is a major factor in how quick the virus spreads. And we don't have a very dense population in East Cork. We really don't. Actually, our schools are probably the most densely populated communities. And to be fair, there have been excellent protocols put in place to ensure the virus doesn't spread. And that's going to be really important as well to make sure we can keep the schools open. It's very important for young people's development that they're in a classroom with a teacher, and at all costs. I think that's going to be a big, big priority. And there's a real onus there on young people and on parents as well. I know there's pressure on parents to make sure that there are young kids out there are doing their best and just reminding themselves of just how risky the virus can be. And for people who have no underlying health conditions, Linda, obviously the risks are minimal. But the problem is, of course, to pass it on to somebody who has. And that just shows you that we just need to be careful. And there is hope there. We saw it at Waterford. They're doing very well at the eastern side of on the western side of their county, just over the bridge. Of course, Youghal is unusual in the fact that we're right on the border with another county. We've been doing great all along, and I think we deserve as great credit our local businesses do as well. I know that they're putting a lot of measures in place. So a level 3 lockdown is quite a severe lockdown. I've seen what that looks like here in Dublin. Even from my own perspective, my movements here, I go to my hotel room, and I go to work into my workspace in my office in the Dáil. That there's very little outside the gates that's operating and open, bar closed shops if you needed something to get, but in terms of getting a bite to eat or a coffee and stuff, that's where things change. You're supposed to be doing it in your own domestic home environment. So, people will see that change tomorrow. It's going to be bad for the economy, there's no doubt about that, and I'm very, very strong that we need to do what we can to protect the economy. But I would say that it's just something that I think we all have to just work together and try and buckle or to beat the national curve as well, and trying to come out in front, because we were there all along. We're doing excellent. I understand there's a degree of panic, and actually, Linda, I'll be straight up and honest with you. I was angry over what happened on Sunday night. I was very vocal about that. I was actually on RTE speaking about it yesterday. What should have happened was that, given the severity of what NPHET had been asking for, which the National Public Health Emergency Team are asking for, which is a level 5 lockdown, I think the government, which consists of the ministers, the 14 ministers and even Attorney General there, should have met immediately that night, or else what's called an incorporeal meeting, where they're not physically present, but they can meet to discuss that and just to let people know that they have a handle on it. This is a very different government in the sense of three big parties, three big players in it. So it has changed the dynamic of what we used to in our political system. But I feel that was an error, and I think people need to realise that, look, things are under control. We're doing well in East Cork, we're doing well in Youghal. And you know, it's just certainly something that we can take a positive from.
Do you think that the move from NPHET on Sunday, and I agree with you completely, I think it was handled all wrong. I think it caused unnecessary frustration and upset and anxiety. But do you think that move on Sunday has undermined people's confidence in how the government are handling this? Because it does now seem that there is a sense of confusion up there in Dublin about how COVID should be handled.
Yes, I think it did. You know, there's no two ways getting around that. It was damaging. It was not handled well. I think what we learned really is that in the event that there is something quite serious happening in an NPHET meeting, I think a Department of an Taoiseach official should be present at the NPHET meeting. That should basically alert the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and Eamon Ryan as well, because it's a three-party government. And a cabinet meeting should be called immediately, because the original layout of the weekend was that there was going to be a cabinet meeting held on Tuesday, but given obviously how severe the restrictions and effort we're proposing, that was brought forward to Monday. But I think in future reference, if decisions like that have to be taken over the course of 2021, because this year is coming to a close, we're into October now, and over the course of 2021 we just need to get better protocols. And look, we're learning as we go along. There's no point in denying that no government, no matter how good their spokespersons are on television and from different political parties, and none was ever going to handle this in a perfect fashion. We're doing okay compared to a situation internationally, and that's down to a lot of the hard work of people on the ground, whether they're doing at the supermarket tills, whether they're out and about with the council doing the work that needs to be done in the community or inside in our healthcare services as well. But you know, I suppose I don't want to be overly critical, but I do acknowledge that there was a problem there, that it was wrong what happened. I've been quite vocal on that, and look, I'm happy to see that my colleagues have accepted that criticism as well, which is important. So, you know, and I think it's just interesting. A lot of people are familiar with the political system that we've had for down through the years, where you would have one big dominant party in government with a small coalition partner or with the support of independents. That has completely changed this time around, and it's very important that backbenchers like myself that have gone in and got elected, we need to hold our government to account as well, because I suppose I'm supporting this government. I have to go in and vote on things and often that I don't want to vote on overall, and it's very important that we can actually hold our own government to account, and I plan on doing that in a respectful way and in a professional way as well. You know, that's a very important point to put across, because the days of having 10 Fianna Fáil ministers in a cabinet of 14 is gone. And, you know, they're not with us now or for the duration of this government. So for the likes of myself, I'll certainly be putting my law to us when I think something is wrong, and I feel strongly about it. And that's an important part of being an effective member of the Dáil.
Yeah, and it's absolutely, it's vital. It's particularly for the people in this region, it's vital that we do have a spokesperson up there. Tell me, James, from what you're hearing in the Dáil, and obviously you're up there an awful lot, is there a confidence up there that the hospital system, particularly the ICU beds, is there confidence that they will be able to handle what's coming down the road?
At this moment in time, with the restrictions that are being brought in, the hope is that will be fulfilled. It is obviously a worry for everybody, and our ICU capacity in many ways actually dictates the level of restrictions that we have. There is an ability within the HSE to expand ICU capacity. Now, I would like to see greater amounts of resources being put into expanding ICU capacity in the budget in a couple of weeks' time. I think it's going to be very important that we can actually have the bed capacity required that would effectively allow us to operate our economy more freely, because COVID is probably going to be with us. I think the first normal quarter that the economy will have, and I don't mean to be speaking too much about businesses and the economy in the sense that there's people's lives at stake here, but they're interlinked to a certain extent, and you need the economy to operate in order to people to have livelihoods and incomes and to pay for the public services that we need as a state. And the ICU bed capacity has a big impact on that. So it's in our interest to expand our ICU capacity. At the start of this crisis, Ireland had the second lowest ICU capacity per capita in the European continent. So it's good to see that they've expanded on that. And I want to see more investment into that in the future. Because look, there's a saying that I think Bill Gates had a saying once that was very good. You have to spend billions to save trillions. But in the case here, you would have to spend millions to save billions. So it's going to be important that the government would put investment into that area. So look, it is obviously something that is a last resort for anybody, and I sincerely hope that nobody gets to go into an intensive care unit. You know, that can be a very daunting and scary place for a lot of people, look, I've every confidence and faith in the health service. I know people are under enormous stress. Even from my own perspective, I'm working now as a public servant, and the workload in comparison to what it was before COVID has quadrupled. And even speaking to my colleagues here, we're all flat to the mat. There's been nights I've come out of the Dáil at 3 o'clock in the morning, where I've been, the door has been knocked on by the ushers that say that they're locking up, and it's unrelenting in terms of the level of queries and inquiries that are coming in from people. And we're doing our very best to get through all of that. So, look, everybody's under pressure. But I have every confidence that we'll get through it together. I know the next 12 months are not going to be easy. There's no point in denying that. But, look, back to the positive. We're doing well in East Cork. We're doing exceptionally well in Yall, that has to be said. And we just need to keep doing that. And it's very, very simple, Linda. People need to wear a mask if they're out and about. Perhaps wear a pair of gloves if you're doing your shopping. Give the old groceries a wipe down when you come back as well. Just some one simple observation as well, Linda, I would say. Something I've noticed going into supermarkets in Yall and anywhere else I've been, young children in particular, they might pick something up and put it back down again on the shelves and stuff. So just be wary, I suppose, when you are doing your grocery shopping, just to give the old groceries a wipe down when you get home, because you might be the first person to handle the groceries as well. And that's something I've actually been doing when I get my two bits and pieces for lunch. I'm sure if I'm doing the grocery shop as well at home with the family. So
yeah, and I think it's fair. Just approach with caution. Anytime you're out in the public, I suppose take a cautionary approach when you go into any public space. I appreciate you're above in Dublin and you're a busy man, so I don't want to hold you up for much longer. But we have some questions thereafter coming in for our listeners, particularly to do with level 3. There's a couple of questions as to what level 3 entails. So the major question that's coming in is: are people still able to go to mass at level 3?
So there is restrictions there for religious services. So basically, for funerals at level 3 is probably the first one, the most important one to cover there. That at level 3, up to 25 mourners can attend. So that is one very important point regarding religious services and religious gatherings. So services are supposed to and advised by the government to move online, and places of worship should remain open for private prayer only. So that means that there should be no major gatherings within churches for masses. For example, I don't think that the stations can go ahead. Actually, as a matter of fact, sorry to be straight out, the stations should not go ahead at level 3. Unfortunately, I know they're actually a very important part of the fabric of rural life in East Cork. We've one of the last dioceses that have stations within individual rural households and dwellings, and I know that they're in the urban areas as well as churches. It's something we've often hosted in our own home in Knockmanlay. And obviously that has been impacted, and they usually happen around this time of year. So unfortunately, that will be one particular part of religious services that will be impacted as well.
Okay, fair enough. For a lot of our older listeners, the main worry that they have is: do people who are over 70 and those who are vulnerable, do they have to cocoon again in level 3?
So those that are age over 70 and are medically vulnerable are advised to continue to exercise personal judgment. So basically, that means that if you're over the age of 70 and you have, or in addition to that, that you may have a medical vulnerability, or if you have an underlying health condition, that you should advise major caution when you're going out. It is recommended only that you stay at home as much as possible, and you need to limit your engagement as well. And it's actually spelled out here very clear, and I'll read it here just for a bottom as well, so people have it. It is recommended that they stay at home as much as possible, limit engagement to a very small network for short periods of time while remaining physically distance. When taking outdoor exercise and exercising outdoors, it's important to maintain 2 meters distance from others and wash hands when returning from home. It is recommended to shop during designated hours only, so shop when local supermarkets actually have their designated shopping hours. Apologies, no, I quote them directly if I had them to hand, but I'm aware each supermarket has their own set of rules in place there, and also to avoid public transport and to wear face coverings. So basically, the advice there is quite clear in the sense that you are recommended to stay home. There's no legal obligation, but it is recommended that you would stay at home. And look, I know that there's some people who are over the age of 70 and over the age of 90 in many cases are very active, but there are others that might have underlying health conditions, and I just think we have to be mindful for that. So that I don't want to be painting everybody over the age of 70 with one brush. I'm conscious that there are people out there who are well into their 90s or fit and active, but others may not be. In saying that, there could be people under the age, there could be people in their 20s who might have underlying medical conditions as well, and they just need to be careful there.
Okay. You mentioned earlier, Youghal is in a unique position whereby we are a border town, and a lot of people in this town have family just across the bridge in West Waterford, indeed travel there to work or go to school there and vice versa. What is the situation now with that? Can people still cross the bridge? And if they do cross the bridge, will there be Gardaí on the opposite side at checkpoints?
My understanding at the minute, I haven't heard any information coming from Garda Síochána about the implementation of checkpoints. What I can say is that when Dublin was at level 3, there were checkpoints here put in place. It is one issue that actually it does bother me. I understand, because I'm from Youghal group there, that we're so close to the border, you can cross it in literally minutes if you wanted to on foot. So the advice here is that you would stay in your own county apart from work, education and other essential purposes if appropriate. So basically, if you're going shopping and you're living in Ardmore, if you're living in Clashmore, or if you're up in Knockanore and you're coming down to Youghal to your grocery shop, that's essential purposes. You're going down to get your groceries and food. If you're looking for visiting a relative for whatever reason, for whether it's for caring for a child or I suppose if somebody needed any support in the home, that's obviously appropriate, and you just need to make sure that you're very clear on that if you are stopped and witnessed. For education, that's covered. For work, that's covered as well. So I think just with a degree of common sense. Now, in saying that, I know the Traffic Corps had done a checkpoint at the Old Bridge, over on the other side there by the old Yall Bridge. I did get a couple of complaints about that coming in from people that were a bit unhappy around it. But look, I'll be liaising with the local Gardaí as well. So look, if anyone has any issues there, you might get in touch, and we can try and help you with that where we can. And just can I say it as well, Linda, just I said it out loud, the office number for Yall constituency office, Denise is working in my office there in Yall. And she's there 5 days a week. And if you want to contact Denise, just give her a call. But basically, it's on the Leinster House number, but it goes directly to Denise. And that's on 01-618-3468. At 01-618-3468. And that will connect you to Denise in my office.
Brilliant. Now, very last question, I promise, because I'm conscious you need to get away. Wet pubs will have listened in dismay to the announcement yesterday after reopening just 2 weeks ago on the 21st September. They are effectively told to shut down again, because the reality is for the most of the pubs in this region is that they won't be able to accommodate outdoor service to 15 people, let alone a takeaway service. Will there be supports put in place for them that you know of?
Well, I want supports to be put in place, restart grants as well, where applicable. What really frightened me when talking to the Vinteners, when I met with them alongside my other Oireachtas colleagues in Middleton a couple of weeks ago, and we got a very good insight into the challenges that are being faced by the industry. I'm engaging as well with a lot of my friends and colleagues that own pubs and are involved in pubs on an individual basis as well, and I'm highly acutely aware of the challenges that are faced by our publicans. My own opinion as well was that we should have opened them at an earlier level, because I think that there was areas like East Cork and Yall that had been exemplary well behaved in terms of our level of COVID cases, and they should have been afforded more I suppose freedom and choices as well. Now, from the point of view of support, I would be a very big advocate for a proper restart grant being put back in place. Hopefully in another couple of weeks or as soon as these restrictions will last, that we'll actually be able to allow our pubs to reopen again, our wet pubs to reopen again. And I think that will be very, very important. And Linda, I want to say this as well, and just so people know, I suppose everybody doesn't have the same uniform opinion on these restrictions. I know they're tough. I know a lot of people are angry. I'm aware as well there's other people out there that might perhaps feel we should be going to a stricter level of lockdown as well. But from my opinion, I want to take a bit of balance, and something I want to advocate for on the radio and stay here is something I've been speaking to my colleagues a lot about, is that I feel that when you're at level 3 restrictions, that venues such as hotels in particular should be allowed to operate their dining facilities for people if they want to come in and get a meal in a socially distanced environment. And I think that's because they have hygiene protocols in place, and that they have, contact tracing and all the other facilities that they make socialising in small groups safe. And that's something I'd like to see try and be investigated by NPHET. I've been in contact with the Minister for Health about that. I think that's certainly one area that we will miss going to level 3, is that you can't go into a hotel as an outsider and utilise their services and get a meal there, unless it's outdoors. And that's something that I felt that even in some of the urban areas, including here in Dublin and in Cork as well, had a big impact, and will have a big impact in Cork as well. So that's perhaps one key differentiating point that I have from a lot of my other colleagues there, that I just feel it's one area the government should look at in the next number of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. The next few weeks, and indeed months, as you said, COVID is around for a long time. It's not going anywhere fast, unfortunately, and we will have to ourselves as a society to adapt to what's going on. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to take this call today. If you could give a message to the people of East Cork and West Waterford listening at the moment, what would it be?
Wash your hands. Very clear. Wash your hands. It's very simple. A block of soap and a sink is all you need to stop yourself from getting this virus. And wear a mask. And I know that might sound patronising and condescending to a lot of people out there, but unfortunately, we've seen a rise in COVID cases. It's the most effective way of ensuring that it doesn't enter your own home. So if you're going back into your own home after being out for a day, try and make sure you're maintaining good hygiene etiquette, and make sure when you are out and about, you're being cautious and anything surfaces that you're handling, and that you're surrounding yourself with people as well that are trying their best to not spread this virus. And sometimes, and I think it's very important to get this message out there, we've been lucky in East Cork. We have not been impacted as heavily as other areas across the country have been. That's not saying that some others have suffered greatly because of this, but from the perspective of the health service, for healthcare workers as well, I think we owe it to them for all the hard work that they've done, that we try and keep ourselves out of harm's way with this virus. We know that the real suffering starts when our hospitals get overloaded, and we can do our own bit to try and stop that from happening. So keep washing the hands, and I wish everybody well.
On that note, James O'Connor, local Fianna Fáil TD for the East Cork constituency, thanks a million for taking the time today.
Thank you.